Okay, we're starting Shaar Avodas Elokim. It's Wednesday afternoon, Yud Ches Kislev.
I'm starting Shaar Avodas Elokim. Shaar Avodas Elokim.
2:30.
The Bir Ashar Ashlishi. Shara Shlishi Shara Vodas Level Kim. Serving Hashem. Now the Chavis Halavas talks about very basic issues, starting from the Psicha, the Dharma of the Psicha. Why should I? Why should I? But he's going to punish me if I don't. That's not a good reason. Because I want to live on in Mitzchias and be bonded with, I'm aware of what Hashem is and I want to be in Olam Haba. You know, that's pretty good. But the Chagol doesn't like that either. That's like an outside reason. I mean, there's no essential, inherent, compelling reason to serve Hashem. He's not happy with that, the Chagol. He wants us to serve Hashem because of something inside of us. We should serve Hashem. See, if I serve Hashem because He can punish me if I don't, and He'll reward me if I do, or even because I want to get to Olam Haba, that's all, if you realize it, it's all like an achutz, it's an outside reason. It means there's nothing inherently correct about serving Hashem. We're not talking about now that Hashem has chosen to express as His will what will give me the most perfect life here and the most pleasant life here and the most gishmaka life here, right? And if you take all the mitzvahs of the Torah, it's a wonderful way to live. And some people present it that way. I don't care for that presentation, but many from forums present it as a very, Shabbos is family time, you have to get with your family, because it is perfect. Taras Hashem Tzvima B'Shilas Nafesh, it has a perfection to it. And it has all these great things. It's socially the best, it's democratically the best, it's the best way for society to function with all of the dinim of Cheshav Mishpat and Eben Ezer. It's the best way to be married, it's the way the Torah, Shulchan Aruch sets it up. But that's not... You know, Chagol wants to go to bedrock. He wants to get to the bottom of it. Well, you know, why should I? What's so compelling? Why should I? Now, his basic yesod, and it's pretty famous by now, we talk about it a lot, and that's what he's going to develop in the psicha. In the psicha, he talks about the reason for it. In the shaar, he talks about the ramifications and the totsa'os of when he explains in the Shaar. The Shaar talks about the why should I? Which at some point every person asks in life, especially teenagers, why should I? I didn't ask to be born, why should I? And he doesn't like the answer because he's going to beat you up if you don't. Or because he's going to give you $1 million if you do. Or, you know, even all of my both things. Then in the Shaar, he describes in detail what Avodas Elokim consists of, because it's far, 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 because of Avodas' world, far, far, far from robotically Nasa V'Nishma. It starts with Nasa V'Nishma, that's the first step, but it's way, you know, that's like nothing, that's kid stuff. It's hard, you know, and it takes years maybe. Yeah, everything is avoda. It takes years maybe to reach even Nasa V'Nishma, where we're ready to do what Hashem says, even if we fail sometimes, but at least we're mentally ready to do it. Right? We don't rebel against it. Mentally rebel, psychologically rebel. This I can't do. Now, the people say, yeah, no, this I can't do. You know, I can't do that. You want me not to take revenge? I can't do that. You want me not to, to keep the... Keep Shabbos, and you know, I can't have I can't cut up the vegetables the way I want. So people say, I can't do that. I can't do it. So nowadays, of course, we give a person a little oatmeal with sugar, and we say, do what you can, it's okay. Even a little is good, which is true, but it's not true. It depends how you say it. The person ends up being self-satisfied with their level of avoda, and they don't try to better themselves, then it's a very bad thing to say. This is heresy. I'm talking heresy now. Heresy alert! I gotta warn you. Red flare. Don't listen to me. Nowadays everything is... Yeah, sure. Okay. But, of course, you have to be ready to do everything. The best rai is a ger. The ger says, I'll do everything, but I'm not covering my hair. That I can't accept. I can't accept that I have to do that. They can't become a ger. Right? They have to be makabel the mitzvahs totally. And then, you do your best and you try and you work on it. But if you say, I don't accept that. I don't accept the old. I don't accept that I have to cover my hair. That's maybe a bad example. Of course, they might be in a community where they don't realize it's an absolute obligation. I'm thinking of a case that actually came up once with Moshe Feinstein. Moshe was makil and allowed it because of the community that the person was in, so he just couldn't accept the fact that it was an obligation because everybody's walking around not doing it. Okay, but the concept is you have to accept everything. It's not true that, even part is good if you can do only part, and you're trying and you're working on getting better, but you have to accept everything. And anyway, getting back, that's in the Shara, that's what he talked about, the Shara. But here, he's talking about the why. Why should I serve Hashem? Why should I do Hashem's will? That's what the Shara is about. A wide-ranging discussion of my obligation to accept Avodas Elokim, and we'll see what Avodas Elokim is. Not to do his will, but why? What does that represent? Hashem has no needs. So Hashem has no needs. So that he playing games with me. Do this, do that, do this, do that. Why? He doesn't need it. When you have an Adon and a master or a melech, so you know there's a need that has to be filled. He has no need. So he's just toying with me. What are you doing? Zuleh Pesuch Hashar. Omar, and I'll just... So what he's going to say, and then we'll start learning the text next week. We're learning next week. It's Hanukkah, but it's a problem. So 12:15 to 1, the kids are home, and it's a problem. Alright. Anyway, he's going to say like this. This is... It's really a sophisticated idea. Any decent human being, which is the premise, that's what we're talking about. there's always unstable people or wicked people. Hashem made a person. I'm saying this just to anticipate a question that's going to come up. That's why I'm saying it this way, to cut you off at the pass. Hashem made a person. Hashem could have made a person any way he wanted to. Hashem could have made any world he wanted to. Hashem could have made a world where murder is fantastic and putting on tefillin is disgusting. Hashem clearly, and that's what he's going to show in the Hakdama, wired a person that any decent human being feels gratitude when something is done to him. And that is a key to humanity in the Chodesh HaLavos' world. To feel gratitude to someone who bestows, who does something for you. You are grateful. Now, there are ingrates in the world. They're not normal. Hashem wired a person to be grateful and to feel gratitude and to feel a debt of gratitude. that person invested something in me. I couldn't have done something on my own. I owe that person something. That person gave me, might have, if he saved my life, so that's easier. Oh, I owe you my life. If you lent me $20,000 when I needed it, I owe you my mortgage. And I owe you, even if he lent it to me, but if he gave it to me, I owe you so much, right? And the most obvious thing is what we expect out of children, to feel that they owe the parents a tremendous debt of gratitude for bringing them into the world and for doing so much for them as they grew up. One would expect that. That's how Hashem wired a person. The beauty of that is that it's self-compelling. No one's forcing me to do it. It's an inner compulsion. Now, of course, it comes from Hashem, of course. Hashem made the world that way. He made the world that way so that we should serve him with that attitude. He created parents and children and rich people and poor people and friends who do favors for each other to get you into the idea that when someone does something for me, I feel a debt of gratitude, and then I'm supposed to turn around and use that for my avodas Hashem. Because that's what it's all about. You go through Shar HaYichud, he says, and you finally, and everything's unholy, you can't jump rungs, because the Sefer is really also rungs. In Shar HaYichud, you have reached the realization that Hashem is responsible for everything in this world, and that's part of Hashem Echad, and everything that happens is the will of Hashem, so everything is attributable to Hashem. Okay, I'm there. Then he wants you to do Shar HaBechina, so that you're all of a sudden, like, after spending 3 years on Shar HaBechina, your head's exploding, because Hashem made eyelashes and eyebrows and a nose and a digestive system and the sun and the moon and sidewalks and pockets. That's for men. That's why I say Shalom Asani Isha, because I have pockets. And but it's not a joke, because Malbish Arumim is, you know, pockets and cuffs, and the world is unbelievably sophisticated. I remember once, many, many, many years ago, but I can already say many decades ago. Oh, that's so sad. Many decades ago, I came across this book. I tried to Google it, and I thought of every logical name that the book would have, but I can't find it. It named everything in everyday life. Everything has a name. And it's amazing, because you find out that this thing here has a name, and the tip of your shoelace that gets it into the hole has a name. It's called something, and the edge of a table. Everything has a name, and it's like just a fascinating book. It just has the name, and it has an arrow. And like, you just realize what a sophisticated world it is. Like, everything is so sophisticated, and you have a cup, and then this is called that, and so imagine, like, multiply it by hundreds of thousands and millions of things in nature and the world and your body, and then you have history and all the things that he talks about, Shara Bechina, all the seven disciplines that he goes through, biology, zoology, astronomy, history, anything, everything, every moment of life is just the fact that you exist. Okay, so when you finish with Shara Bechina, you should be walking around bursting with gratitude for every breath you take, which we say, right? Any breath we take, anything we say, Nishmas reflects that, or anything. So we're bursting with gratitude. Okay, now I have to channel that gratitude into something. So I channel it into when I owe someone a debt of gratitude. Hashem wants us to acknowledge that debt. That's all. He doesn't need anything. Hashem doesn't need anything. He wants us to satisfy our inner compulsion, our inner need. Because we have that inner need. Because we have it with parents. And we have it with a friend who lent me money. And he's going to go through the Hagdama, the different relationships that people have where they are grateful for different things. And he says, times that by 10 billion. I'm bursting with gratitude, and just as when someone put me up for 6 months while my house was getting built, and I begged them to tell me, what can I do for you? Please tell me how I can express my gratitude. And you like beg the person because you're bursting with gratitude, so you want to shove it. You want to acknowledge that, because the worst thing is if you're a kosher, if you like Paro, mi Hashem, mi lo yidati es Yosef, that's anti-human, subhuman, to not acknowledge what someone did for you. It's a selfish, self-centered, it's the worst person imaginable. That's where it all starts from. That's where Gaiva comes from. That's where evil comes from. It comes from the self-centeredness, but I don't want to acknowledge that it was input into me. I mean, the afsio, like Paro, right? It's just me. I did everything. And Paro, as the Gemara says, Paro who can't be grateful to Yosef is ultimately going to say, lo yadati es Hashem. Just like Hashem lo yoda es Yosef. So that ultimately results in lo yadati es Hashem. So we're... And you then become grateful to the person saying, you know what? You can buy me a kitchen set. And like you're beside yourself with gratitude that they told you how you can express your gratitude. You've all felt this. Because this is an inner compulsion that a human being has. And it's true, Hashem made us this way. Obviously, Hashem could have made us in any number of ways, but he chose this way, because this way we will acknowledge Hashem in our lives. Because if we just think about that we exist, and that we're Jewish, and that we're breathing, and that we're thinking, and that we are... again, the head verse. If you learn Shara Bechina properly, and again, Shara Bechina, 1,000 years after the Chayyim of Lovas, could easily be 1,000,000 times as big as it is now. He himself says in his days, 1,000 years ago, it could be so much bigger than it is, but then, you know, the bookshelf would be full, and you wouldn't buy his safe, and you wouldn't buy Chayyim of Lovas. It would be too heavy to carry it home. So, this is your and what avodah does Hashem want from you? He wants you to acknowledge your gratitude. He wants you to acknowledge His existence. He wants you to acknowledge that you got to do that all He wants. How do I do that? So theoretically, I can do it like a malach does it. I can spend my entire existence just thanking and praising Hashem, and that's what the malachim do. It's not irrational. That's what the malachim do. If you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah, he says that the mitzvah of Pirsumei Nisa is a very, very important mitzvah, because through that we increase our praise and thanks to Hashem. It's the Rambam and also Chanukah. That's why it's such an important mitzvah, because it's all about the Halel v'Hodah, saying Al Hanisim, singing on Eros Halalu. Right? The lighting of the Neros is a springboard to lahodos and lahalo. That's what the Rambam says. Lighting the Neiros is so important because it gets us laharbos, meaning we're supposed to do it every day. But now we're going to be marbe in shevach lahodah to the Ribono Shel Olam because of what he did by Yom Mahem of Manaseh. Okay, we'll stop here. I have to run to Mimcha.